as sleep paralysis and alien abduction events are on the rise, I think it's important for us to explore the origin of fear. Where did fear originate, and how the enemy is using these events to torment people? I hear it every week, people who tell me that at 3 a.m. they're having entities appear. Shadow demons appear. Fallen angel activity in their homes. And in Jesus' mighty name, at the end of this video, we're going to pray together. So stay tuned.
It's Josh. He's in a sleeping paralysis state right now. The best he could do is shake a bit like that and have a little moan. Try to yell, but right now he's
in that.
Yeah, he's begging for us to get out. He asked me to record him last night.
Josh.
Alright.
Josh.
Josh.
How are you guys?
Josh.
How are you guys?
He's good.
Hey. He's good. He's good.
He's good.
Josh.
He's out.
He's good.
He's good. He's good.
What you just witnessed is an event that a teenager experienced and experiences constantly. Anytime he goes to rest, he starts to be tormented, and his parents and his grandmother are right there to comfort him and wake him up and help him. We are in an invisible war. Do you ever feel like the atmosphere is thick around you? Do you ever feel like, man, I can cut this atmosphere with a knife? Ephesians 6:12 tells you that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against entities. And these entities masquerade as angels of light, even, to infiltrate your home. And then after they infiltrate your home, then they begin to take over dreams of your life, of your anxiety, of your depression, of your fear, and of your worry. They appear as ET, extraterrestrials. They appear as UFOs. They appear as little orbs of light. But what they are is diabolical in nature. When I hear the stories of people that have experienced alien abductions, that they're in their bedrooms, but they start seeing beings that appear as shadows or beings that appear as alien graves. The common denominator with alien abductions, with sleep paralysis, is fear and anxiety and worry.
Now it's changed. It's hard to feel anything when you come out here.
What do you think about the whole experience? Think it happened?
I think something happened down there. I'm not at all sure what happened.
Something happened to them, the way they were upset. You don't fake fear. You don't fake fear.
And we pulled up, and I noticed there was posted signs there. And I said, Charlie, you know, maybe we don't need to go fishing here. He said, no, that's fine. And that's when I noticed some blue hazy lights reflecting coming across from my back out across the water. So I stood up thinking that I was going to go to jail for trespassing.
Just north of where Ingalls Shipyard now sits, Parker and his fishing buddy, 42-year-old Charles Hickson, would do anything but fish that night.
I seen three bulky looking creatures coming toward us, and they was probably four and a half, 5 foot tall. They built like football players, but I noticed they kind of moved mechanical wise, and they was floating off the ground. By the time we stood up and turned around, they was there on us all at one time. So two of them got a hold of Charlie, one of them got a hold of myself, and instantly, I felt like that I just got relaxed.
Parker claims he and Hickson were levitated into the spacecraft.
There was an examination room, what I call it. And the old big ugly creature that brought me in, he took me and laid me on an examination table. And he just backed up out of the way. I couldn't move or anything.
I too have gone through sleep paralysis events, and I too sometimes have events that wake me up at nighttime and I have to go into prayer. And that led me to learn a little bit about the origin of fear. When I look at the scriptures and I try to find where did fear originate in, you see it in the garden and you see it after rebellion. You see, the devil was able to tempt Eve and make the tree of knowledge seem good for food, seem pleasant to the eyes. And isn't that what the devil does? Isn't that how the devil operates? That he usually presents to people new age things, occultism, dark things that appear as light type of things. And then we wonder why we're at the state that we're in. In this case, in Genesis 3:10, it's the first account of the hidden origin of fear. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Adam and Eve, as soon as Adam and Eve fell for the deception, fear entered. Sin entered, and they realized that they were naked. And then as I started learning more about the origin of fear and anxiety and worry and all of the things that we encounter every day, I looked at the scriptures and it told us clearly that fear itself, the fear that you and I feel when we've gone through sleep paralysis or we see things, it's a spirit. Fear is a spirit. Fear is an entity described in Ephesians 6:12. Because the scripture tells you that God did not give you that spirit. God did not give us the spirit of fear. But when you look all around us, what is the number one tool that these entities use in sleep paralysis, in abduction events, in haunted home, in exorcism, in 3 a.m. sleep paralysis events? It's always based on fear. In fact, we don't have to go that far because even in the daily anxiety and worries that you and I go through, what is it based off of? Fear. And I want to just tell you today that the only fear that you and I have to have as we're headed into prayer in just a moment, because I want to comfort you today with the truth of Jesus, is that the only fear that you and I have to have is the fear of the Lord. Psalm 111:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments, his praise endureth forever. When you fear the Lord and you fear his commandments and you fear disobeying him, right? Because his instructions are there to guide you into freedom and into all truth. But the devil, but the counterfeit fear, the spirit of fear, the entity of fear is here to make you have restless nights. Worried about the what ifs, worried about this, intrusive thoughts, imaginations that roll through your mind, causing you all sorts of worries and panic and mental illnesses, man. I'm telling you, there is deliverance and it is found in Jesus. You know, in the garden when Adam and Eve fell, God was so gentle that he asked them, where are you, Adam? Where are you, Eve? He knew where they were. He knows where you are today. He knows where I am today. In Adam's case, he was honest. He felt fear because he knew he had strayed from the commandments and instructions of God. There's so many people that write every day telling me of the things that they're practicing to try to get rid of abductions, the shadow demons, and sleep paralysis. Especially from a Latin culture, I'm Puerto Rican. So they turn to Santeria. They turn to New Age practices. They turn to New Age rituals. But you cannot turn to a demon to get deliverance from demons. This is why people turn to witchcraft in their houses. And it works initially because demons want to have an entryway in your house. But once they enter in, they bring their buddies. And your end is worse than the beginning. But I have great news. Man, do I have great news for you. And that is that today, we can submit to God. We can resist the devil. And he will flee. Right there where you're at, I want us to pray. And in Jesus' name, you're going to have a great night of rest. Okay? For his glory. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to live out this lesson. For the many people that write in concerned that their children are going through this. For the many people that have turned to Santeria and New Age practices, that have turned to witch doctors, warlocks, that have turned to tarot card reading, that have turned to many people, even that claim to know Jesus, because they will mention Jesus, but it's a different Jesus. Heavenly Father, convict their hearts in the name of Jesus Christ and remind them that Satan comes as an angel of light. Heavenly Father, as we enter a season of Halloween and fall, there are many people that do not understand this, but via their horror films that they're allowing in their home, they may also be allowing entities and spirits. There are many people that via their witchcraft and horoscopes, they may be allowing entities and spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ, we renounce all witchcraft. We renounce all witchcraft in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we renounce the spirit of fear and its hold that it has upon our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we accept the guidance and the wisdom of the one true living God, Jesus Christ, the only way. We accept the Holy Spirit, its conviction, and its instruction upon our life. And we today, in the name of Jesus Christ, renounce the entity and spirit of fear, but we accept the fear of the Lord. That fear of the Lord that will guide us to live a holy life and a life dedicated to the Lord in the name of Jesus. And today, we renounce the old man. We renounce these imaginations and these thoughts, and we renounce them not in our name, not in our power, not because we think we can decree and declare. No, we simply submit to the one true King Jesus. Any practices of occultism that comes in the form of light, we renounce it. And today, we dedicate our life to Jesus Christ. And we make him our Lord, and we make him our master. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are struggling with any of these events and you need personal care, and you need to talk to somebody, on this channel, we have support for you for free. Email brotherneptali@gmail.com. We also have an audiobook on Taking Thoughts Captive that I'll go ahead and link at the end of this video. It'll pop up a video so you can listen to that video. It talks about taking thoughts captive. And know that you are not alone. This topic can be very embarrassing for many people. Listen, this is a lesson that God has allowed you to go through. What the enemy meant for bad, God is going to use it to reach many people. You cannot get rid of these entities by your own power. You can only get them via submitting to the Heavenly Father today. I love you. I appreciate you taking up your time to watch this video. If you think this could help a person, press the thumbs up button. And thank you again for supporting this ministry. Your ministry goes a very long way. God bless you. And remember, again, you are not alone. Post your petition for prayers in the comment section. Share your stories in the comment section. There is deliverance in Jesus' name. And everything is going to work out if you submit to him today. God bless you.